Shalom, who's with his friends, this year should be a special schuss. Rabbi Marani Maras Yechli Nishmas, Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Schuss Chaycha Rafeg Bas Michal Yidis Basya. When you have a suffix in an Isser Torah, and there are two groups of Eidim that contradict each other, Rav Poskim say, Men HaTorah you go, Father Chazaka, Kedin Kol HaSfekis, and that that we are Machmir, Vesfekid, the Trey Utrey, is only midrabban and jikazru chachamim, not to be somech ana chazaka, and to be machmir misafik. The Gemara Maseches Kedushin, Samachvav Amar Aleph, we read about Yanai Amelech, who was mimalchei beis chashmonai, v'hinei gatz magam bikuna gedoyla, v'nofel safik yitzel chachamim, is he karsha lekuhuna, or not karsha lekuhuna? The ikar safik was because of his mother. Shehayu oimrim, imo nishbeis b'modim. The rabbi said that his mother had been taken captive in Modim, and a shvuyas psula kuna midrabbanim mishum safik zona chashinan, that one of the captors engaged in a illicit act with her, and thereby disqualifying her for the kahuna, and therefore her children are halalim and not proper kohen. V'yivuka shadava v'loy nimtza v'onit barer la masafik, and therefore they said, all right, let's be machzik yanei v'kashus. Frak the gemara hechidam. What was the safik about? If we're talking about a safik of trei trei. To Edom say Nishbeis, to Edom say Lo Nishbeis. So if so, why are you samech on the Edom that say Lo Nishbeis and be machshim the Kohen Adarav? We should be machmir and be choshish for the Edom who say Nishbeis and pasul him the Kohuna. Rashi asks, what's the kash of the Gemara? Since there's a suffix of Trey Trey, so we should be mamed his mother, the Cheskas, Viamis Ugi Lutre Ladi Trey, Ugi Etzachazo Askasa. So Rashi says, what about Trey or Trey? Must be Maman or Chazaka. Before the latest of Suffolk, she was Kshera. So the Gemara was correct. So the Gemara, Rashi explains, Hani mili yavu kamon ba'beizim ativa. Abo b'nazah nido neim l'chazaka dikashu shem midin apilas leidos of v'psul. Says Rashi, enechinami, if the mother would come to the Beis Din in order to be machshir her, but here the nidon isn't on the mother of Yanei, it's on Yanei himself. And Yanei himself was never muksik b'kashrus, because Edom are made that his mother was nifsala. So that's Rashi's teretz. Rashi's teretz is Yanni never had a cheskas kashrus. And the Gemara's kash is. So if you have two against two, let's assume she's psula, because the son never has a cheskas kashrus. So let's pass with the son. Her in achinam, she would come before the son. But now that she has a son, we're going to pass with the son. Al tzcholo. For ketosis on teretz of Rashi, that even though the nidon is on Yanni himself and not on his mother, nevertheless, we should be machshir him because of the cheskas kashis of his mother. In other words, the mission, there's an argument of Tanaim about a pnuya that was impregnated, and we don't know who the man is. And she says it was an adam kashir. Nevertheless, we say she's not manis. When Rabbi Yeshua says, maybe she was impregnated by a nasim or a mamzer, and she becomes a zoa bibiyasa. The Gemara says that according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, who says that she's Nemenes Ekshera LeKahuna, that the man was Kasher, who are then Machshirin as Bita, also Machshir her kid, and even though the daughter herself doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus, nevertheless, the Cheskas Kashrus of the mother is effective for the daughter also. So we see that Cheskas Ha'em, Mahani Labas, Vimken Kasher, Dachinami, Mais Diyanei HaMelech. Why doesn't the Cheskas Kashrus of the mother impact the Yanai? And if the mother has a cheskas kashrus, then Yanai has a cheskas kashrus. So that's the kash of Taisus and Rashi. Rashi says, let's be machshir the mother, but not Yanai, because Yanai doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. No. If you machshir the mother, you machshir Yanai. So that's the kash of Taisus and Rashi. Shmaitza, in the Shmaitzavov, Pelikta Zayin is Miyashiv Kushi Satosis, based on what Tosis is saying, Becholos and in Chulin. Whereas, according to Rav Meir, holds that you're not young after the Rav, you find your Chayshinim and the Yuta, your Chayshish for the Miut. So, how's it Mutter for us to be Basar? Yeshinim Lachush, Hakol Behema, maybe it's Min Amiut HaTayfus. If you're Chayshish for the Miut, so a meat of animal are Tayfus. So, why, how are we allowed to eat meat at all? And even if we check, so you still can't be sure, because maybe where they shechted there was a hole. And that you'll never know. So how are we allowed to eat meats? That's the kash of tesis in Becheles and in Chulin. V'diktikuat tesis, shemiloshen ha-gemora, the parach, the Rav Meir Dafka. Tesis says, so that's the kash of the Gemara, not the kash of tesis. Now tesis asks, and the Gemara, Gemara that asks that according to Rav Meir Dafka, how we eating meat, mashma that we don't pass like we're passing like the Rav Nachash for the meat, we're passing like Rav Meir. So then the Gemara should have asked Bistama how we can eat meat. And then that Tosfos asks, in the Sigas of Gemara Bacharis, it's mashma that we pass like Rav Meir who's choshish lemiut. Says the Shmaitzer of Akasha, the Perak HaLekeach, in the name of Tosis, Pasuk Rabbi Yechonik Rabbi Shimon Gamli, Yodam HaLekeach Ben Menikam HaNach, Rabbi Ptur Men HaBuchara, Kishabina Karach HaChored, Lom Rachama, Im Elim Ken Yolda, Lom Miftu Mitam Rav Behem Zeno Chovetz Elim Ken Yolda, Stam Tachashin HaMiyuta. Tosis says, in his Sigamar Bukhara, it's as much that we pass him like Rav Meir, who's Choshish Lamiyot, because we pass him now, Lom Tzor Gishim Gamli, with regard to somebody who buys an animal from a goyim, we don't know. The animal already gave birth by the goyim, b'meila, the animal that the first baby gives birth to is not going to be a b'chor. Maybe didn't give birth yet, and now it's going to be a b'chor. Shimon Vel says if the behema was a choleves, was milking, and there's a vlad with it, that's hanging out with it, that's connected to it, so that's a simon muvuk that it's the child. If you shein a behema merachemes, Hanik Vlad Acher or the Dafkas of Vlad Shelo. Because if a behema is milking, is nursing, it's going to be its own child. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it has to be Menach Karach Acharei. So we see that the simen that she's nursing is not enough. Lo Maspik Afal Gav, the right behema is. Einan Chovos. Elin Ken Yodos. Mikomokom Chashinu Miyutash Chovos Af Pish Einan Yodos. It's not enough of a simen to be machzik that she already gave birth by the goy. Because even though most animals aren't nursing unless they give birth, Rechoshish for the mute that nurse, even though they didn't give birth. So what do we see the Rav Gamliel holds? Rav Gamliel's choshish for the mute. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you have to have bina karach acharei. Because chovos is not enough to assume that she already gave birth. Because there's a mute that's choleves, that's nursing and is not, even though it's not that animal's child, that animal's baby. And the rov behemos ain't chovos elim ken yoldos. We say it's not enough for proof that she's a yoledes. It has to be menakarach acharei to say she's a yoledes. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel requires bina karach acharei to say that there was already a child, is choshish for the mute. So why does Rabbi Yochanan pask in there, halacha Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the sugya and chulin that we saw before, mashmi not pask like Rabbi Meir. In the sugya and chulin, Mashmos is we ask Daf according to Rav Meir, who's choshes lamiyuta. Mashmos, we don't pass like Rav Meir. But in the Sugya and Bechoros, it's Mashmos, we do pass like Rav Meir. Shimon Leal passes like Rav Meir, we are choshes lamiyuta. Now, it continues the Shmaitzah to answer the Kasha. We still haven't gotten to the answer to the Kasha. Or Perak Amana the Koin Gadol B'Yavam is Gavi Bas Yisrael Shemitzis the Koin Umes. B'Nicham Uberes Leichlu Avadev et Shuma B'nei Chalko Shal Ubar. B'Minim Gamal Mishum Tzvir Le'ur Mei Zar 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 Zar. Ein Shem Rif Rosh Vaska Allah Akin. In other words, in Perak Amana the Koin Gadol, Yavamis 67a, it says that Abbas Yisrael got married to a Kohen, and the Kohen died, left her pregnant, even though she has other children from him, she's allowed to eat Shuma because of them, and she has living children from her husband Kohen. Nevertheless, her Avadim shouldn't eat from Shuma, because the Chelik of the Ubar, Dibra B'Yosi, in other words, the Avadim are the Kinyan of the Yarshim, and the Ubar has a Chelik, and the Ubar of a Kohen and its mother's womb is a Zar. As long as he hasn't yet been born, he doesn't have Kedushas Kohen. So Zara is Chelik in his Avodim. And so Paskin the Rif and the Rosh LaHalacha. And even the Chachamim, who argue with Rav Yossi, and though the Avodim are allowed to Shuma, nevertheless, they're also Moda, that in Uber Mea Zara Zaru, that this Ubar and the mothers in the Israeli, in the Israelite woman's womb is a Zar. And the reason they're Matir, the Avodim Lechol the Shuma, Mishum the Sphere of the Ubar loved by Yerusha Klal. The old thing was not a Bar Yerusha. And therefore he doesn't have a Chelik in the Avadim. But everybody holds that an Ubar from the Ezar is a Zar. Fetus has the din of a Zar. So Fir Dois, the Teretz, and Kashav Tosfos, and Kedushin. The Be'emes, Eino Doima Nito, and the Yanei Amelech, the Loi Mahani Lechazak Adimai. You can't compare the Yanei case, that his mother's chazaka isn't helpful to him, in the case in Ksubis, the Cheska Seim Mahani Labas. Because the reason Cheska Seim Mahani Labas is because the daughter herself ain't shum chazaka lakana lakan. The daughter herself is no chazaka, and therefore you go off to the Cheska's the mother, to be machshir the daughter, because the Cheska's the mother is machriach gam in the suffix of the bas. The mother's ksheira, melagam bita ksheira. And their Cheska Seim is effective for the daughter. Hashenkin beninun the Yanei Amelech. Hasem Yeshu lahachshir is Yanei mitam achitzkus kashrus shalimai. The nidun of Yanei Amelech, there we can't be machshir. Yanei, because of the chitzkus kashrus of his mother. His adra is a chitzkus zarus. He is a chitzkus zarus, connected to the chitzkus kashrus of his mother. Calls manchu me'imo is a zar. Kedisim sugi yavamis. Since this is a chazaka, can I get a chazaka? There's no chazaka at all. Chazaka versus chazaka is cancelled. You have a chazaka against the chazaka. There's no chazaka cancelling out chazaka's first down. And therefore, the Gemara is a good kashin kedushin. With the suffix of trey or trey, we should have passed Yanei lekahuna. Because the chesed kash of his mother doesn't help. Because he has a chesed zar. Me'imo, he has a chesed zar. So you can't say be mamad Yanei and it's cheskas kashrus. Yanei has no cheskas kashrus. So we said it's a chazaka neged a chazaka. Now, in Tosfos, in Bechoros, when they discussed the question of Rav Meir, right, we said then Chulin it's mashma that we pass him like Rav Meir, or that we don't pass him like Rav Meir, because we said how do we bust with that according to Rav Meir? Because mashma we're not passing like Rav Meir, because only Rav Meir is choshes limud, we're not. And we said in the Gemara we see the Rav Shimon Gamliel says that if you take a behema minikam and an achri, it's patim and abuchora. Only kishibana karach achara, because the only time she's going to have rachmanis is if she gave birth. And we don't pater min abuchora, mitam rov behevos en chovos elin kein yodos. We don't go with the rov that bederach chlal, unless they gave birth, they're not nursing. So see, we're choshish for the miyut. So there Tosfos says, afa gav delek chazaka v'hadei miyuta. We can answer the kash of Tosfos and say that really we're not choshish for the miyut. And that we pass in halacha zaka b'shimon gamliel, that we don't go baser rov behemos. Ein and Chovos, Elin Kein Yoldos, Lifter Man Abuchora. We don't follow the rove that most behemoths are only nursing if they already gave birth. That's not enough for us, that rove. We need to see Karach Acharel. That's because there's a chazak on the side of the miut. The Mukuminen LeBehema V'cheskasa Rishona Shelo Yolda. So the behema has a cheskas Lo Yolda. And therefore, in such an instance, since you have a chazaka together with the miut, because the behemoth is a cheskas lo yelda, together with the fact that miut behemos are nursing without having given birth, so that's why you're choshish for the miut, because there's a chazaka with it. Mashen kein tzivi of chul and gapik shash treifa. There's no chazaka that helps the miut. There we go after the rov and say most behemoths aren't treifas, so it's not a steer at all. So Tosfos says, no, you can't say it like that. He's afa gavda like a chazaka b'hadei miyuta. And even though there's no chazaka together with the miyut, the amasik yibar b'chetzu shlo yolda ad rabbe yivla b'chetzu k'sheno kodesh b'chayra she'echud me'imai. So b'vadai, you can't say that the reason we don't go after the roiv is because of a chazaka shlo yolda. Because other rabbe, there's another chazaka against it. Because the Vlad is Becheskas Patrim and Abachora. So Meikara Hayachulin Bimeima. Meikara was Chulin. So the Vlad also has a Chazaka. So Chazaka is against the Chazaka. Yeah, we have a Chazaka on the mother Shelo Yolda. And therefore the Behema is a Bechor. On the other hand, we have a Chazaka that the Behema is a Bechor. And we have a Behema a Chazaka. The mother has a Chazaka Shelo Yolda. So the behema is a bechor. On the other hand, the behema was chulin b'me'ima. So therefore, the behema is a cheskas not being a bechor. So it's a chazaka keneged a chazaka. No chazaka at all. Lo lekan, lo lekan. So from that, Tosfos got back to their kasha. Since we don't pass like Ramirez Choshish Lemiut, so why don't we follow Rav Behem with She'en Chovel Selim Ken Yeldus Ke Lifter Kedei Lifter Amen Abachora? In other words, when it comes to the animal case, let's just follow the Rav. Rav Behemoths aren't nursing unless they already gave birth. And don't tell me that the mother has a chazaka that helps the miut of Lo Yelda. Yeah, but the animal has a cheskas. Cheskas chulin. That's chazak against chazak, canceling out chazakas. But that, in the end, that helps us with our teretz. Yeah, we say chazak, mahani cheskas ein lebas. She's a cheskas kashus, the mother, so then the child's also kashus. But here, when we talk about yanai, there's a cheskas zarus. Neged cheskas aim. as the mother is a cheskes kashrus, but Yana is a cheskes zaris. You're canceling out chazaka, so the mother's chazaka is not going to help. Mother has a cheskes kashrus, and she wasn't violated. She's a kosher kohen. On the other hand, Yana has a cheskes zar, because in his mother's womb, he's a zar. And therefore, you can't follow the chazaka if you don't have a chazaka. Sa'adkan midivri ashmaitza. So, Reina Ravina Ben Ravnasan asks in the name of his son, who was a bacher. He says, if Tosis is correct, then no kohanim is manazeh. Because all our kohanim, the Rambam says, are kohani chazaka. And now we see kohanim don't have a chazaka according to Tosis. But the Iker Divri Hashem Shmaitza was born as Yisoy Dan Tosis, Gabe Bechor, you really can't compare the two cases. Because Adkan lo kosuat Tosis. Adkan lo kosuat Tosis. Demukmina b'cheskes chulin kefi shahay b'meim o'al b'bechor. Mishim shevachor eino kodesh ela yidei shupoydir asarecha. Tosfos says that your mom made becheskes chulin because it was b'mei imo, it was chulin. So Tosfos only says that your mom made becheskes chulin when you're talking about a bechor, because bechor is only holy when it's poydir asarecha, it opens up the recha. Petr kol recha shepotach asarecha tchila, says in Rashi. So it emerges that in order that the Bechorah should be Miskadesh, Tzarich Shetivatzer Siba L'chach, there has to be a Siba why the animal is a Bechor. It has to be Poseach Es HaRechem, like Rashi writes, Petr Kol Rechem. Final Adei Shavla Poteach Et HaRechem Tchila. V'im Kein, Kevan De Misapkinan, Im Vlad Ze, Hu Shepatar Et HaRechem Tchila. Olo. So we have a suffix if this blood is Poseach Es HaRechem. So in other words, we have a suffix if a Siba was created through which the Bechor is going to be Miskadesh. Ubezeh v'vadai remamed acheskes chulin. Sheb me'ima. You don't see that to say that the Siba happened that it was Poseach, that the firstborn was Poseach Es HaRechem, because this animal has a acheskes chulin. In the mother's womb, there was no reason yet that sanctified it as a bechorah. Therefore, we're machzik that even after it was yotzei lavir ha'olam, lo nolda siba ha'mekadoshesa. There's no new reason to be mekadoshet. We stick with the status when it was in the womb. It was born, but it wasn't poseach es harechem tchila. La'bekamo kol sveka da'alma, she'deheched misapkin ani nasa ma'isa matir oisei du'mukmina nechetz kasei, shlo nasa ma'isa mishanasa metzius ha'kodemus. So we say that nothing changed. Like Rav Asher Weiss puts it, Ikaron iya ishtanut. The principle, chazaka, of the thing's not changing. Since in the womb it was chulin. So we don't say that when it came out, suddenly it became the bechor. It was Poseach Es HaRechem Tchila. We don't know if a maisa of being a bechor happened. So we assume that it didn't. Hashem came the Gabi Ben Koyen. Even though an uber b'mei a zohu, even though a fetus in the mother's womb is a zah and is in a kohen until it comes out into the world, nevertheless, it's not the leida that causes it to be a kohen. The siva that the son is a kohen is because his father is a kohen. It's just a din that as long as he's in the mother's womb, he doesn't have Kedushas Kohuna yet. And the moment he's born, there's a siluk of the Siba HaMa'akeves. This is a Gevaldik Alamdus over here. Gevaldik Alamdus. What will the Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel in his Sfarim? He speaks about a Siva and Heda, there's Siva. In other words, here you have a Siva. When it comes to the animal being born, you need a Siva to make it kosher and to make it a Bechor. And that was Posech Rechem Tchila. Since you have a Chazaka the other way, we say there was no Siva. But when you have a Kohen, a fetus Kohen, so here there's just a head, there's Siva. In the meantime, the Siva is already, that his father is a Kohen. Just in the meantime, there's a head, there's a Siva of him being a Kohen because he wasn't born yet. But the second he's born, automatically, there's no head there, there's no Ikuv anymore because he was born. We don't need the birth should be Mechadish anything new. And therefore, Memela, the Zaros goes away. We know that the Ikuv was definitely removed by the Leida. So you can't be done, Machmas Cheskazaris Shaisa Lovimeima, because this Ikuv went away, and now definitely he's definitely no longer in his mother's womb. Can you say that the animal is definitely Poseches Arechem Tchila? No, you can't Zoganeza. But can you say that it's the baby, the Kohen baby, is no longer in his mother's womb? Avad, you can say it. So therefore, we come back to the original problem. It's Yanai should have a cheskes kain. You're right, when he was in his mother's womb, he had a cheskes zar, but now he's not in his mother's womb anymore. That just automatically disappeared. It doesn't mean you don't need a siva chadashi, you just need a sila kasiva. It was mistalik, now he's born. It's Shalma Yisrael. When he has a chazaka and you need to be mechadish a siva, Aisha vosei chazarachim tchila, there you stick with the chazaka. In our case, not. So the feedback of a Sefer Shev Shmaitze, Kosav Gam B'Sifrei Avnei Miluyim. Simon Dalit, Sifchov Dalit, Yashiv Kushis Apri Chodosh, Shita Sasoivun, the Svekadoi Reisim and Atoiva Lachumro. Koshe. Koshe. Shekatuv biyume, the ayin dalet amen alef muchach, that a koi, or a kvi, which is a suffik chay, a suffik behema, ein chel bo asu ala mida rabona. Alma is the sveka doi raisu ein ala mida rabona. If it's a chaya, so it's chaylev is kosher. It's mutter. And if it's a behema, the chaylev is asur. So this kvi, it's a suffix. So you see in the Gemara that the chaylev is only asur midarabona. So you see, svegedai raisa is only midarabona. So there's a kasha, and the sheet is that whole, Rashba and many more, that svegedai raisa midatar lechumma. So envy the Avni Miluyim, based on what we see in Chulan and Afayin Ayin Ham and Aleph, that Yisro Chelav ain't no Chol b'Meimah. Where is the Yisro Chol Chelav Chal? Not a Meimah, only after Yotz Lav Yoyla. In Kacha, B'Safik Chelav, Ma'amid Ma'achetz Kosei, Shiv Meimah. As you have a Safik Chelav, you already have a Chazaka in the mother's womb. There definitely wasn't Chelav at the Svar of Tosfos. We stick with the chazak of the womb chazak, we'll call it. So Memela, we'll say here that normally it's fegedo reis minatar lechumra, but here we go lekula because it had a cheskas kashrus in the mother's womb. Rav Yosef Engel, every time you say Rav Yosef Engel, you just melt from Rav Oinik. So in the Tzion L'Torah in Kal Dalid, he's done up his Svaras HaTosis B'chulin. You have a Safik, a Chaticha, Safik Chela, Safik Shuman. Why don't we say it as a Cheskes Heter? Because B'me'ei Imoi Hayta Mutelet. So why don't we say now it's a Sumater? Adkan. However, based on what we explained, Yesh L'chalik. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Agoin Rav Nasan. Shedafka bebechor she'ino mitkadesh lebchora, ela al yedei shu poter et alechem tchila. So dafka by a bechor who's not miskadesh lebchor unless it's poter es harechem. So since even after the lady were misupik, if it was poter the rechem or not, in other words, you need a sibach chiyuvit. You need that a firstborn animal was poseach es harechem, and you don't know. So mamele you stick with the chazak of the animal that it's not a bechor, because you don't know if the sibach chiyuvit happened. Hashem came b'chelev, you're right, it's not Nesav b'me'ima. But now that it was born, it's Vade Barur, that this Siba was mistalik. You know, just like the same logic we used by the Kohen, we can use here. By Kohen, the second he was born, so there was a Silika Siba. The Siba that the Chelev in the Nasir is Matur, is because it's b'me'ima. But now that it was born, there was 100% Vade Silika Siba, so therefore you can't go on the earlier Chazak anymore. The Reis of Me'ima for Vade Kvar Poka. By Bechor, we need a Siba Chiyuvit. You don't know if the firstborn animal was Pesach HaSarechem Tchila. You don't know if that ever happened. So we had a Cheskes not Bechor, and now you don't know if... if it was Pesach HaSarechem Tchila. So you can't say that the Schulin, which you assumed it was Schulin, no, now say it was a Bechor. You don't know. You don't know if it was Pesach HaSarechem Tchila. There you need an active Siba. Here you just need a siluk. You just need a siluk of a ma'akev. And here there's a siluk of ma'akev. The animal is born. Therefore you can't go with the earlier chazaka. So this would we shot an arrow at the words of the Shmaitza, and then we shot an arrow at the words of the Avnei Miluim, which is really the same yisoid of a chiddush and the same yisoid of a kasha. In the Tshuvis of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mikisve Yad B'Simen Pei, Ve'ir L'Svoras HaTesis V'Chulin D'Mukminu L'Vuchor HaChizkasi Shmeimu HaYachulin D'Imkein Chaticha Sofik Chomet Sofik Matzeh. Shenimtza bePesach, let's say if a chaticha on Pesach, it's safek chomet, safek matzah. Why don't we say it as a cheskes heter? Before Pesach, it was mutter. Ain shem l'darko b'kodesh, aval l'darkenu ain ze doim l'nidon atosis b'bechor. By chomets, it can't be mamre on a cheskes heter to have before Pesach, because this heter is vade mistalek. Now Pesach came. So again, it's just there was a Siba Me'akeves. There was something stopping it from becoming us. Now you know automatically it's Pesach. It can't be Samech. Hashem came. When you need a Siba Chiyuvis to create a new din, like a Bechor, there you go with the earlier Chazaka. You say that it was a Zar, and it was Chulin Me'imo, and it remains Chulin. Because you don't know if there was a Siba Chiyuvit of a Bechor being born. So Advarim Hayu Be'emes me'irei einayim v'samchei lev. And of course, there's still harbe harbe maladaber morav rabotai shelo lachshov l'rega kat shegamarnu ish od harbe maladun u'bezrat Hashem l'rzot Hashem v'arkeinu anachnu nemshich b'li neder v'nirei yoter nifla'ot mitorat Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. It was really a super machaya. Okay. Shalom, shalom. Believe now that we shall continue.